Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Here in the studio with me is Charles Bingham with Sitka, Walk Sitka, and he is a member of the Walking College, a fellowship program for walking advocates, and he's looking for volunteers to help him assess walkability in the community. Charles, yeah. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks, Erin. The Walking College Fellowship Program is something that is put together by America Walks, which is a national nonprofit that promotes walking, walkability in communities. And it's something, I'm the first Alaskan to be selected to the program. This is about the fifth year. There are 30 fellows from 17 states and one Canadian province, most of them a mix of health workers, community volunteers, and others. But basically, it's a six-month program that started in April and runs through October when we have to submit a walking action plan for our communities. In September, we also have the Walk Bike Places Conference in New Orleans that we're supposed to go to everything. But we do have six modules of that last 3 weeks each on different aspects of walking advocacy, such as the first module is like why people walk. The second module, which is the one that we're in right now, is building walking leadership and how do you find the people in your community who are going to help promote what you need to get done and help, get people so they realize not only the health aspects, but the environmental and, just everybody walks kind of a thing. At some point, you got to get out of your car and move.
And it seems like this was kind of a natural progression to receive this fellowship. You have been very involved in walking and bicycling advocacy in the community. And as a reminder to listeners, the goal of the 2007 Sitka Health Summit was to become a walk and bicycle friendly community. And in 2008, Sitka received the first prize, became a bike-friendly community in Sitka at the bronze level. Is that right, Charles?
Right. We were the first community, and actually becoming a more walk- and bike-friendly community was one of about four goals that came out of that first health summit. We earned the bicycle-friendly community in 2008, at a bronze level, and then I wrote the renewal application in 2012 when we repeated as a bronze level, and then we upgraded to silver in 2016, and we're the first Alaska community. There are now Anchorage, Juneau, and then Fairbanks that have also participated in the program. On the walk-friendly community program, that didn't exist right after that first health summit, so we put most of our energy into the bicycle. But the walk-friendly community app that came out about 2011, and we applied and earned bronze level in 2013 and renewed in 2017 at the bronze level, and we're the only community in Alaska that has received a bronze level or higher. Juneau has been an honorable mention, but I was kind of disappointed we didn't level up in 2017, and so that's one reason I kind of applied for this Walking College Fellowship. Go ahead.
How do you apply these principles in your personal life?
Well, I don't have a car, so I got rid of the car over a decade ago. I'm kind of heavy, so I needed to kind of lose some weight. I'm diabetic and everything. So that and, walking, you don't put a lot of, diesel or gas into the, and it's just a lot cheaper. Another deal, too, is here in Sitka, I maintain the Walk Sitka website, walksitka.wordpress.com, and I maintain the sitkacycling.wordpress.com website. And then we also have Facebook pages for Walk Sitka and Sitka Cycling. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I know our numbers have gone up. I think we were about 11%. Back whenever we first started looking at this percentage of people who commute to work by walking, and now we're over 15%. So it's gone up a bit. And so that's something. And Alaska has more walkers commuting to work by walking. This is from the American Community Survey from the Census Bureau. We're like 8%. The country is like 0.6%. So statewide, we're high, and then we're even higher than that. So,
yeah, I'd love for you to say a little bit more about what makes a walk-friendly community.
Okay, the walk-friendly communities and bicycle-friendly communities, they both use similar scoring systems that incorporate what they call the five E's: education, encouragement, engineering, enforcement, and evaluation / planning. Education can be like whenever the hospitals get together and they have ads about the health benefits of walking, or there are other groups that do safety programs about visibility and wearing high vis jackets, reflective items, etc. The encouragement could be programs such as park prescriptions at Sitka National Historical Park, the weekly hikes at Sitka Trailworks hosts in the summer, Sales Senior Hiking Club, the various community marches and parades that we have. Engineering is how our infrastructure is. You know, that can range from the Sitka Seawalk opening in 2013. And then also funding has been secured for expansions on both ends of the Sitka Seawalk. There's also funding nearly secured, just need the match for phase six of the Cross Trail. There's the extension of the multi-use path on Sawmill Creek Road and new sidewalks on Edgecombe Drive and other streets. We need a little bit of improvement in enforcement. There's still too many people speeding in residential areas. There's also too many people texting and driving, blowing through crosswalks when a walker is standing there waiting to cross. And then on the evaluation planning, this is where my walking action plan will focus its efforts. That's such as gathering data through walking and biking traffic counts at various intersections, or doing walk audits where you along certain streets where you look at what's happening with the street sidewalk. Is there, are there concrete breaks in it? Are there curb cuts that are aimed the wrong direction? How accessible is it for somebody who's in a wheelchair or a parent pushing a stroller? And then the other aspect is the planning part of that, which is, you know, we have the comprehensive plan that just passed the assembly last week. It includes long-term goals of a complete streets policy and a Vision Zero policy. It also, one of its goals is to reduce traffic speeds in residential areas from 25 to 20 miles per hour. We have a community non-motorized transportation plan that came out in 2002. We have a Sitka Trails plan that came out in 2003. We've had other planning documents, and you know what needs to be done to make sure those are updated and you know that they're current and active.
So you are you just spoke about this a little bit, but you are currently looking for volunteers to participate in a walk audit and to do traffic counts. How can people get involved with this?
You can contact me at 623-7660, or you can email me at charleswbingham3@gmail.com. That does have the middle initial W, and it does have the number 3 at the end. So charleswbingham, and then the number 3@gmail.com. And basically, for the traffic count, I give you some forms. You sit at an intersection for a couple of hours and just mark, you know, all the bikers and walkers, you know, how they enter the intersection, how they get out, that kind of stuff. And then with a walking audit, there may be a street or two that you walk down and you just note different things. You know, are the street lights working? Are they not? You know, that kind of thing. And compile those, and we can do different intersections around town. You know, if you have any that are kind of more convenient to where you are, and I'll put something on the Walk Sitka website probably later today or tomorrow that'll have the form that people can download for the traffic counts.
Charles, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, and hope you guys enjoy the sun while it's out.
I just spoke Sorry.
Go take a walk, yeah.
Go take a walk. I just spoke with Charles Bingham of Walk Sitka. He is a member of the Walking College Fellowship Program for Walking Advocates. And you can hear this interview by going to our website, kcaw.org.